Hi, this is Steve Good with the Scroll Saw Workshop, and welcome to this week's 60-second tip. I want to try to answer a question that I receive in my email inbox usually more than once a week, and that is a question from a new scroller who's just bought their scroll saw, and they're trying to decide which blades to buy and use for any particular project. This is a tough question because there's so many terms in the selection of scroll saw blades that it's confusing. First of all, you start out with pin-end and plane-end blades. Then you have the numbering system, usually a 3-aught up to a number 12. And then inside of each of those number specs for blades, you have straight tooth blades, crown tooth blades, skip tooth blades, reverse tooth blades, and it just goes on and on. After that, you have to look at the teeth per inch, the width, the thickness of the blade, and it really can get confusing. So I want to try to narrow it down for you with a little bit finer detail so you can get started without having to worry about all those facts. The first thing to consider are that there are two basic types of blades. That's a pin-end blade and a plane-end blade. For the most part, for fine fretwork, you can eliminate the pin-end blade. Therefore, very coarse type work. So that leaves us with the plane-end blades. When you get to the plane-end blades, don't spend a lot of time when you get started worrying about all these specs. If you look at the patterns on my blog, probably 80 to 90% of all those patterns I cut with a scroll reverse number 5 blade. Now I have just about every blade made, but a lot of them I just use for special projects. When you look at the numbering system, they go from a very small number up to a larger number. The smaller the number, the finer the blade, the more teeth per inch. The larger the number, fewer teeth per inch, it's thicker. You're going to use the finer blades on thinner material or more detailed fretwork. You're going to use the larger blades on thicker material with less detailed fretwork. Now, even that's not 100% true because you'll mix and match sometimes. Here's my recommendation. Don't worry about any of the specialty blades when you're first getting started. Buy yourself a selection of number 3, number 5, and number 7 reverse tooth blades, and that will get probably anything you want to cut as you're just getting started on the scroll saw taken care of. I personally like the scroll reverse blades because they reduce the amount of splintering on the bottom of the wood and just gives you less sanding. Okay, once you've practiced with those blades for a while, you can move into some of the specialty blades. The spiral blades, which a lot of people who cut portraits use the spiral blades. The spiral blades just simply cut in any direction without having to turn the wood, and it makes cutting the real fine detail work of a portrait easier. Then you have the polar blades, which you would use for harder woods or corian. You've also got metal cutting blades. You can cut thin metal with a scroll saw. So get into the specialty blades after you've spent some time with your scroll saw and you're more used to the specs on all these scroll saw blades. So I hope this helps a little bit. I think my basic thing is when you're trying to select a scroll saw blade, keep it simple. Start out with a small number of blades. Use them for a while. If you see that you'd like to try thinner blades or thicker blades, then buy those later. Hope this helps a little bit. I'm Steve Good. Thanks for stopping by the Scroll Saw Workshop, and I'll talk to you next time with another 60-second tip.